The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow, got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. I got a song that I sing, I can make the rain go anytime I move my finger. Lucky me, can't you see I'm in love? Life is a beautiful thing, as long as I hold the string. I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let it go. I got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow, got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love.
Well, good morning. You got the world on a string, baby. 6:06 on AM 970, The Answer. AM970TheAnswer.com. Great to have you with us this morning. Al is here, Frank is here, and Debbie is here. You're very humble, ready for Drive Time Players. A lot going on. We're here for you. We got what a show we have for you today. And I thank Frankie for putting it all together for you. So we want you just to kind of chill down, kind of decompress, kind of enjoy this new norm of just hanging out. I'm telling you, enjoy it, because this is all going to be by us. Boom, it's going to be by us. And then we're going to be working harder and quicker and faster than ever with no time. Soon as that we flatten that curve, soon as we're on the other side, soon as the vaccine comes out, the hydrochlorine is going to come out, right? That's going to come out. Chloroquine is going to come out. And then they're going to see that works. Everything's going to be, I'm telling you, we're moving at warp speed. And then you and I are going to be nonstop. And then you're going to say, remember when we were quarantined? And then you're going to say, I wish, wasn't that not, you're going to have fond memories of this, right? Hydroxychloroquine, yeah. Redemsifier. Dr. Stephen Greer is on the show today. And we're going to talk to the doc who brought those drugs to our knowledge, actually. This was a couple weeks ago already. Dr. Stephen Greer's the guy that talked about it. Now everybody's talking about it, all right? So also, you know who else on the show? Check this out, because I know I saw on Facebook, Dean Koontz, the author. Yeah, man. How great is that? Now he's got a new book called Devoted. And we want everybody to get Dean Koontz's new book, Devoted. But he is an internationally renowned, best-selling master of suspense and author of the new thriller, Devoted. But he's the guy that I talked about, that Dina Martin. Remember, she sent me a text, and then my friend Dina Martin said, she goes, check this out. And Dean Koontz talked about the coronavirus in 1981, man. Eyes of Darkness was the name of the book. And it said, oh, in 2020, there will be a respiratory illness known as Wuhan 400. Wuhan 400. I'm dying. Are you not dying? I will. I'll ask this most accomplished author. How did he know what was going on? Because, you know, it's not like Nostradamus or anything like that. It's an accomplished author here. So that's in the 9 o'clock hour. You don't want to miss Dean Koontz. I'm so excited about that. Also in the 9 o'clock hour, Congressman Steve Scalise. Great guy. Remember, Steve Scalise is the guy that got shot down there in Washington at the game. He's up and he is stronger than ever. He is the Republican representative from Louisiana. and the House Minority Whip, and we're going to ask how will Congress respond, you know, to this ailing economy and how this stimulus recovery package will affect you, when you will get your checks, what you will get your checks, and also what's going on in Louisiana, you know, because that got hit pretty hard right now. Plus, Steve, I was at the White House for that Italian-American thing, and Congressman Scalise was there. Great guy, and I got a great shot with him, so this is great. Then Zen Sams, one of our favorite gals, Azad, model, mom and actress, currently exiled in Canada. We're going to talk to her about that. What's going on? Why is she exiled in Canada? We're going to catch up with her. And James Rosen is on. Look at this. Excuse me. This is like a radio show. See, we know what's good about this too. You could go around the house. You could do your thing, you know, and you could just have some, do whatever you're doing, and you could just keep us on the phone. Keep us on the phone. Play us through, Alexa, you know, or, you know, one of those things that you talk to that I won't turn on because I think they listen back. But I promise we won't listen back this morning. You could just put us on in the background. James Rosen, investigative journalist for Sinclair Broadcasting, and he's a New York Times bestselling author, and we're going to talk to him a lot about this coronavirus and what's going on with these tests and where we are. James Rosen, and have some fun with James. And my friend Judge Andrew Napolitano will join us as well, taking right seriously as the government clamps down on us, you know? I mean, people say, and the judge and I, of course, elementary school buddies, and he's kind enough to join us in the 7 o'clock hour. So what happened in South Korea, they always go, that's the gold standard, South Korea. Man, I'm telling you, they had GPS on their phones, and if they got close to each other, they were tracked and fined $2,500. $2,500. And plus, what got me about when they compare South Korea to what happened here with us, it's like you can't, because it's only got like, you know, 39 million people, you know, or 49 million people. And that's pretty much the state of California, you know, maybe 10 million or so shy. You know, so you can't compare the two. We're doing everything we can, and they keep going back. When did President Trump know this? When did he know that? Everybody's got to, we got to go all out and attack this thing. But yeah, did you see yesterday all the military at the, you know, I'm telling you, I'm watching these press conferences too, and I am just like an observer, and I really am exhausted from all the information. Really? I mean, how much can you watch? Am I right? So Governor Cuomo's got his own show, and brilliantly the way he politically engineered that, where he's got, I mean, every Fox stops. I saw Mark Cuban was on talking to somebody, and we got to go to Andrew Cuomo. They go to Andrew Cuomo. Like, Andrew Cuomo's going to break the news, and Andrew's there talking, you know. And yes, I know, Frank, we'll have our Andrew Cuomo, our own Andrew Cuomo will be back soon. I promise. So he goes on for a couple of hours, and then I felt so bad, and I say this with respect, then Mayor de Blasio tries to do a conference yesterday, and they go, oh, I swear to goodness, I watched the network and the cable news channels. They went, Mayor de Blasio speaking. They went to him for like 10 seconds and they cut out immediately. Okay, thank you. That was Mayor de Blasio. What happened? They just like Andrew Cuomo. Is there an impetus to push Andrew Cuomo as president of the United States? I don't know, whatever it is, you know. But also they cover the president around, you know, 5:30, 6 o'clock. And that's really the one you got to listen to, because the president does try to take a positive stance. He really does. So, but yesterday he came out with all military. Got this guy, General Milley, the Joint Chiefs of Staff. You see this guy? Would you mess with that guy in a million years? General, oh, man, he's a tough guy, because the U.S. apparently is sending warships, reading here, aircraft and security forces to the Eastern Pacific and Caribbean Sea to enhance surveillance and anti-narcotics operations in a move the Donald Trump administration says will cut off the flow of drugs at a time when cartels are attempting to exploit the COVID-19 outbreak. There's a growing threat that cartels and terrorists try to exploit the situation for their own gain. President Donald Trump told reporters in a news briefing Wednesday evening, we will not let that happen. See, I'm telling you, this is great, because I got some inside information that there was some chatter going back and forth, and someone, and I don't want to break a source, but, you know, reveal a source, but this source said, you know what, there's chatter, something's going to happen. And this is what this is, because this is the the drug dealers are trying to come in, and terrorists are going to, you know what, they can attack us now. This, again, our intimate hour, you and me. This is you and me talking. I don't want to get conspiratorial, but I don't trust, you know who I don't trust most of all, you know what I'm going to say, is communist China. They know that we're wavering. You know, they got a couple shots at us. Look at everything shut down. Look at the country. It's the country. Can you believe where we are? Can you believe it? We're the United States of America. And a virus shut us down. And you don't think that China's like happy about this and going to make a move, or Iran's going to make a move? You know, Russia's at least sending stuff over to us, you know, to help us. But now the drug dealers and the terrorists are trying to get in. The president showed this military force for a reason. And I don't think it was just for narcotics. This is my own opinion. As soon as I saw, because I'm telling you, my friend said something that there's chatter going back and forth. Something was going to happen. Something big's going to, I'm saying, what's going on? And then I'm thinking, because they're afraid of our anarchy. They're afraid. I'm afraid the Chinese are going to come in New York Harbor and go, okay, we got this. We're here to help. And then they don't leave. I'm telling you. It's great that the president showed strength. That's exactly what that was about yesterday. Exactly what that was about. You know, General Milley goes up, we're not going down. You can't attack any Americans or hurt. We're coming at you. And I think it's far bigger than we thought. And I think it was the right thing to do. It was the absolute right thing to do, what the president did yesterday, showing that, and if there's drug dealers and terrorists trying to come in, good. And if that's the excuse we're going to use, good. Let the military be the military. And what's scary about when they say send the military into these cities, you can't get your military sick with coronavirus. You know, already there's 200 on an aircraft carrier that is sick. You want to keep the military strong, because I'm telling you, there's something more to all of this than we're seeing. My instinct says there's something more to all of this than what we are seeing. I don't know how. I'm the guy from day one, because I'm a neurotic Italian. What are you looking at? I'm a neurotic Italian. I really am. And I said, oh, what, a virus all of a sudden? They couldn't get the president? Now, the whole thing is fishy. The whole thing is fishy. I'm sorry. And forgive me. And I don't want to be conspiratorial. We will attack this. We will get this. But something's up. Something's up. And I said, where did this virus, emanate from? Wuhan, you know, in Hubei province. Okay, great. What's there? Oh, you mean from the wet market, 20 miles from wet market, is a bio lab. And Dean Koontz is the guy that wrote about it. That's what really started me thinking about it, from his book, Eyes of Darkness, you know? And so I'm thought, now I'm getting like concerned about how could that happen? All the shows, excuse me, they're not saying exactly what I'm saying. I'll see the late night. I'll see Tucker talking about it, and I'll say, excuse me, we were talking about it from day one, were we not, about that? So something's amiss. Give me a call, by the way, because you have the best instinct. Something's out. But bottom line is this: whatever it is, it's here, and we're gonna beat it. 6:17 with Joe on the radio, and we're gonna beat it. And by the way, if you know, I gotta tell you. So okay. I go out and I say, I'm going to go bike riding again, you know, because it was cold and I shouldn't have been out there. It was cold yesterday. It was like windy cold. So I'm going to go bike ride. You know, I'm in Hunterdon County. I'm way out in southwest New Jersey. It's like an hour 20, technically, from New York City, right? Out in the boondocks. It almost borders Pennsylvania. And it's God's country, I must say. I went out, you know, you get a bang for your buck out there a little bit, and it's open. You know, there's like four people in the county. Four people. All four of those people were out yesterday walking around me as I bike. What am I? Am I? Do I look? I think people gravitate to me when I go out. There's social distancing. I don't want to see anybody. And you ever think of this when you go out your door, that there's going to be somebody that's moving at the same time that the forces of the universe, listen to me, the forces of the universe send someone else out to, like, as soon as you pull out of your driveway, there's a person in front of you that's going to do 12 miles an hour in the car and slow you down. Do you know how meticulous you have to be to plan that? Because when you walk out your door, you go in your car, you start your car, already somebody else who's gonna really slow you down and do trouble. Or in my case, someone who's gonna walk right by me. Remember I told you about the couple the other day? Same thing happened, man. I'm on the bike, man, and I'm struggling. And again, I got I must look ridiculous because I have a helmet on, and then I got the low gear, so I'm like really going too fast. Except I'm going slow. Except I'm pedaling fast because the gear is slow. It really probably looks pathetic, and I hope no one videos it. But although that might give you a laugh, me going, I'm trying to get up the hill. And then I see a guy, and he's in his house. And I'm going on the side of the road, on the right side of the road. And then he's starting to walk. And he's starting to walk toward, like, by the time he's walking, and by the time I go up with my fast little pedaling thing, I'm going to meet him. And we're going to be, like, 2 feet away. And not 6 feet away like you're supposed to be. What kid doesn't the guy see me coming up the hill? Oh, my God. The guy walking. He's walking. And he wouldn't stop. And I'm on the phone with Joey, with my headphones on, my son. And I go, Joey. And Joey starts to crack up laughing. I go, but really, what are the chances? Then I look to the left. There's a construction people. They're building on the left. Now I'm getting claustrophobic. I got people around. There's four people in Hunterdon County, and they're all around me. Holy, I think I got like some kind of radar. I always say I have an option on my car when I step out, when I go out and I pull out. There's that person that goes 2 miles an hour. So meantime, you know, I just veered away. One guy veered away, and I got away, and I made it. I avoided the coronavirus because to me they all have coronavirus, Debbie. You know, I said no, they are infected. You're infected. Wait, zombie apocalypse, huh?
You didn't have the mask on the bike or anything, right?
Huh?
You're not wearing the mask when you're on the bike, are you?
I wasn't.
The conversation on the phone that must have been.
I wasn't. Yeah.
Wondering.
Oh, yeah. I had the mask. I had goggles on, too.
Oh, but you're safe.
I ordered goggles on Amazon.
Please take a picture and send that. I can't take a picture.
See, you're safe then. No, you're good. You had to protect them, you know.
I'm hoping I scare people away by the way I look and the way I'm riding the bike.
Hey, Dad, I can't hear you. Can you speak up?
Why did they come close to me? Look at that strange man struggling to get up the hill. His gear is too low, and he's got a mask and goggles and my helmet. You guys need to help me with the helmet. Oh, yeah. With my big head with the helmet.
Video. All you need is a backpack. You can take off.
I look so ridiculous. I'm expecting people to run away from me. Look at that strange man. They come to me. Debbie,
put a sign on you that says, I'm sick. That's it. They'll avoid you.
I got gloves on.
That's great. I love
only
it.
Me.
Just put the hazmat suit on next, you know? Put a whole hazmat suit on as you're driving around. I'm thinking
of ordering one. You can get them online. That's nice.
Hey.
I'm a hypochondriac. 6:22, Debbie's out there looking out for you on the roads traffic-wise. Good morning, Debbie Duane.
Good morning to you, Joe, and good morning to everybody, especially our essential workers out there going to and from work. We do appreciate all that you do, that's for sure. Let's go out to the eastbound Belt Parkway at Pennsylvania Avenue. It's an accident there, guys, to watch out for. Now, over on the northern state westbound into Willis Ave, a stalled vehicle just being cleared. Some earlier problems on the southern state cleared away. Garden State Parkway South exit 74 into Forked River. Car went right off the parkway. Emergency activity in the right lane. Again, thank you to our EMS workers for getting out there at the accident scenes. So again, that's Garden State Parkway South exit 74. An accident getting down through that stretch. And in Queens, Jamaica Avenue is blocked off getting out toward Lefferts Boulevard. That's an accident right by the intersection. Checking in the forecast. Sunny today, high of about 58. Some showers tomorrow morning. Then clouds tomorrow, high in the 50s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible sale prices from General Steel. That's right. Start saving money every month on renting space from others. Just call 888-41-STEEL to see how General Steel can help you save money. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed for your needs and save you a ton of money. Call 888-41-STEEL.
Take it from a successful entrepreneur. If you need to expand or start a new business, you need General Steel.
Great team and the competitive pricing is the reason I went with General Steel.
Call 888-41-STEEL now, and you can get any of our popular quick construction structures, including a 40-by-60-foot building or a 50-by-100 clear-span building, fast and easy. Call 888-41-STEEL. That's 888-417-8335. 888-41-STEEL.
You know, Michael's of Brooklyn is one of the five best Italian restaurants in the nation. Well, they're open for takeout, curbside, or delivery. Check out the menu at michaelsofbrooklyn.com. Prepared foods are also available at Michael's Pastry Shop. And don't forget their delicious, authentic sauce available online and in stores. You can still have quality Italian food during this difficult time. Call 718-998-7851. 718-998-7851. Be part of an extraordinary adventure to Israel this year. You're invited to the Stand With Israel tour with Dr. Sebastian Gorka and Mike Lindell this December. Join AM 970 The Answer for a 10-day all-inclusive expedition into Israel's fascinating history, dynamic diversity, and significant future. Experience Jerusalem, modern Tel Aviv, Masada, and so much more, all in the comfort of first-class accommodations. Register today for the Stand With Israel tour with Dr. Sebastian Gorka and Mike Lindell. Visit AM970TheAnswer.com.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
Good morning, Joe, on the radio, 625. Hey, if you're looking to impress your clients, if you got a law firm, a lot of lawyers listen. I appreciate that, being the son of a lawyer, you know. Or if you have a business, you know, when you're up and you're running and you want to impress the clients like after a month or so. By the way, I would go out now because I'm talking about the Atlantis, getting the luxury private yacht. I would go out now. You know why? Fresh air, social distancing. You're out on the East River. The Hudson River. I'm telling you, when we ain't out there, it's the most outdoor healthy place you could be is on the Atlantis luxury private yacht. But the point is, when you want to impress somebody, you know, again, whether it's a personal thing, a bar mitzvah or a bat mitzvah, birthday, your retirement party, reunion would be great. I always say if you want to propose to somebody, it'd be great on the Atlantis. This is an impeccably designed three-deck mega yacht. It's got two state-of-the-art bars, magnificent dining room, a large dance floor. It has a bridal suite in the back, you know. It's got a regular little suite for brides and immaculate restrooms. The upper deck is to die for, where you see the Statue of Liberty. This is a magnificent, magnificent event that you can go on. And Captain Fred is great. The staff is great. The food is spectacular. It's fully insured, Coast Guard certified, family-owned and operated. It's a mega yacht. It's the perfect venue, again, for corporate parties and weddings and anybody you want to impress. You name it. Call New York Cruises, okay? Just check it out, because Captain Fred is great. He's been great. They go out the 4th of July. You know, at New York Cruises, you can schedule a private viewing of the Atlantis. Here's the number, 212-633-1231, 212-633-1231. Mention AM970, The Answer, for a free menu upgrade. 212-633-1231, or visit, please, newyorkcruises.com.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM970, The Answer.
That's Bucky Pizzarelli with his son John, a great talent in his own right. And Al just informed me, I was not aware that Bucky Pizzarelli passed away yesterday. And I got to tell you, this was one of the great jazz artists of all time, Bucky Pizzarelli from Jersey, actually from Passaic County. You know, we were just inducted into the Hall of Fame over there in Passaic a couple of years ago. And Bucky Pizzarelli was he played with everybody, played with the old man, with Mr. Sinatra. And he had a way on a guitar where he would keep the rhythm on the guitar. So when I started going out and doing the Frank Sinatra you know, these shows we're doing. And Bucky came on early on. This had to be 15 years ago, maybe 20 years ago. And people told me about Bucky Pizzarelli. I knew John. John is a great star, talented star. Everybody knows John Pizzarelli. But Bucky's the guy that star played with every cat out there, man. And when he played the guitar, he would do these chord changes, and you could hear as a performer or the front man on stage, you could hear the chunk, 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 chunk. And it would keep you in rhythm. So this, to remember the great Bucky Pizzarelli. I get a call. They're doing a jazz festival where? At the Apollo Theater in Harlem. And I go, whoa. And I go, there's a jazz festival? Yeah, Joe, they want you to, maybe you could play the drums. You could go up there, and Bucky Pizzarelli's going to be there. So I say this. I go, I'm going to be on the Apollo? I'm going to be at the Apollo, man? And I said, and Bucky's going to be there. So I say to Bucky, I call Bucky. I invite him over to my home. And I said, Bucky, let's run Sing, 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 the drum, just with you and I. And it was Bucky's idea to do it. Because he said years ago, he goes, Joe, you should do the drums, just you and me. I go, man, just with a drum, just with a guitar and a drum? And he goes, yeah. So I go, oh, wow, all right. So he comes over to the house, and we do it. And then there's at the end of the song, goes, dun, 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 dun. So, and I'm just hitting, and Bucky goes like this, where the triplets, man? Like that. And so that meant I had to go, and you know what? I learned the triplets, brother. Bucky said learn the triplets. To this day, every time I do the triplets, I'm exhausted at the end of the show. You know, at the end, we're on the drums, and I think Bucky said do the triplets. I go, and I do the triplets as tired as I am. This was one of the most decent, wonderful, warmest individuals ever, Bucky Pizzarelli, Jersey boy, and one of the most brilliant jazz guitarists ever. And he passed away. So, Bucky, may your soul rest in peace, man. You're with some cool cats up there. And I know there's going to be a jam session like nothing else. So, rest in peace, Bucky Pizzarelli. Apparently, Albert, you said passed away from coronavirus. They said,
yes, huh? That's what they're saying. 94. He was 94.
He was 94 yeah. years old. I just played with him a few years ago, for goodness sake, in New York. We did an event with Luigi Moneta. We did an event, and Bucky was there. But I have to tell you, I can't express enough. And then we'll move on. But with when you go out and you have a full band, I feel safer with a full band because you got a lot going on. I go out with John Cogliani, and I talk about a brilliant jazz pianist. John is out there, probably the most brilliant jazz pianist out there on the scene today. And I'm very fortunate to work with these cats, by the way. I mean, what am I doing there, right? Right? You know? So I'm out there, and you could, with the full band, you feel more comfortable. It's just a safety net. But when you're out there and you're with the genius of Bucky Pizzarelli, you really got to be on top of your game. You got to be, because you have a bass, you have Bucky, and you. You know, and I learned more from this man, from Bucky, and when I tell you, always with a smile, always with a smile, and he would bring the guitar himself. And when I invited him to my home years ago, he drove. He didn't have a driver, you know. And he and John together, so John carries on the legacy, and we are our condolences to John and the Pizzarelli family. Great Italian American, one of the greatest jazz musicians of all time, Bucky Pizzarelli. Hey, it's Joe on the radio. Frankie Five Boroughs. Everybody's talking about your Governor Cuomo impression.
Oh,
and,
so thank
maybe
you.
I heard tomorrow Governor Cuomo may be on the show again. This one,
I'm working hard to book him. We have reached out.
One guy's got me on Facebook. He goes, Joe, he goes, I'm still laughing. I woke up at 8 o'clock, I turned you on, and then I heard Cuomo. I said, what the heck is going on? They thought it was the governor, man. You were so funny. The way the governor, he asks his own questions, and then he answers his own questions like that, you know?
Well, that's what he does. He was doing it again yesterday in the press conference.
Yeah. It was great. It was just, so, but we'll get it. We'll save it. It will go. And John DiDomenico on the show tomorrow, too, who does probably the best Donald Trump, aside from
and
Darryl
a very
Hammond.
Good Bernie Sanders. As well,
yes, he does. He's the guy. So we're gonna have some fun tomorrow, Friday funnies. You know, we're taking the high road. I see the phone calls. I'm gonna go there in 2 seconds. But today, Frankie, thanks for putting together such a great show. Andrew Napolitano on the judges with us, and I know the judge very concerned about our civil liberties with all this that's going on. I mean, really, do you get a GPS on your phone? And if you are closer than 6 feet to somebody, your GPS goes off. And if you get too close, you get fined $2,500, like South Korea. can America actually exist like that, you know? Rose Fallon will join. She's founder of Quilting for a Cause. How about that? Volunteers making emergency equipment. I love that. Dr. Stephen Greer, he is the guy. This is the guy. This is one of the brightest docs. He's the guy that's talked about Remdesivir. He said, I said, whoa. I go, what, doc? Tell me about the drug. He goes, no, Remdesivir is a drug that they could use for the coronavirus. He said, they already have drugs for that. I said, really? And he talked about hydroxychloroquine. He's the guy that talked about it. So Dr. Stephen Greer back on the show in the 8 o'clock hour. James Rosen, one of our all-time favorites, and I've always privileged to have James. I've got a great reporter, great guy. We'll have some fun. Zen Sams. She's phoning in, Frank, apparently phoning in.
Sorry.
See, the question really? Is, too, how would, well, let me put it this way. Hold it. Let me see what time it is. What do we got? 6:34. You got a little time, right? Yeah. So if a gal likes a guy, and the guy's a doctor, but the guy works around coronavirus patients all day long, but you really got a crush on the guy, and then the guy asks you out as a gal, hey, hi, we don't want to go out. What do you say? You're around coronavirus. I mean, do you sacrifice getting the virus because you are attracted to that person?
You got to get out a little bit more. Just a little bit more. You got way too much time on your hands. You're thinking way too much.
No, but it's true, though. Hey, let's turn it around. If we have doctors on the show, and we think, well, and they're very friendly. Do you say, hey, you want to go out? And then they say, wait a minute.
Hey, that doctor's after this been pandemic, what are you doing?
Yeah, well,
after a drink?
After 14 days, can I see you after 14?
Listen, I really want to date you, but I need for you to self-quarantine for 2 weeks. So get back to me in the middle of April. We go
Frankie
for a,
knows,
you know,
Frankie
a little demi-tasse.
Frankie knows what I'm talking about. He knows what I'm talking about. You know, it's right, Frankie?
Well, look, there are certain people that you'd be able to
sacrifice.
Risk certain diseases for.
Right. Yeah, I can't wait for 4 months from now when Joe meets somebody that he wants to go out with. You know, I'm really not too sure. 2 weeks, maybe, we isolate and then we'll revisit this whole thing. That's the new dating now. That's going to be the new dating.
It was like
I can see you in 2 weeks.
I know. But you know what's so funny? We talked about this. And one of my friends said, before you go on a date, you should have an app date that is like a disclosure, non-disclosure agreement. And sure enough, I see it on Curb Your Enthusiasm, Frankie. Did you see that? It's like, okay. Well, you want to get romantically involved? Well, you have to sign this paper. That's where we're going. We're headed that way.
You're absolutely right. The Me Too movement has done a great deal to kill off romance and spontaneity in relationships.
Well, I hate to say it, and you understand.
Well, I don't hate to say it. I mean, I'm just speaking for myself.
I also think the quarantine also is preventing a lot of relationships. Let's put it that way. You trap the same person all day long.
Well, so Zen Sams, she is just spectacular. No, she's a great mom. Exiled in Canada, Frankie? Is that what she's exiled
Yeah, well,
again?
She fled there to avoid the pandemic, apparently.
Joe's on the computer right now looking at flights. Your flight out? I mean, the plane will be empty. Not like you got to worry about anybody sitting next to you.
No, so you stop it, please. You stop it.
Is he joking? I'm here.
Who's working? Charles? Yeah, tell him to just... Tell Charles to check the flights to Canada. Okay, anyway, so you know what's great is Dean Koontz. We've been reaching out to Mr. Koontz for a long time, ever since Dina Martin sent me this book that he wrote, Eyes of Darkness, where Dean Koontz talked about the coronavirus in 1981. How did he know? How did he know this? And he wrote about it to research it. And he's got a new book. I want everybody to go Dean Koontz. It's Koontz because this man is in demand. He's kind enough to come on the show. So I would suggest you want a great book. You can download the book. The new book, it's a thriller. It's by one of the greatest internationally renowned best-selling authors, Dean Koontz. It's called Devoted. Devoted. We want to tell everybody about Dean's new book and Steve Scalise. What a great. Now what I'm going to do? We're going to take a break for news. I want to look for pictures of Steve and I of Congressman Scalise is with. What a great guy he is. And I want to get a picture of Bucky and I at the Apollo. I have something somewhere of Bucky Pizzarelli and I at the Apollo. Rest in peace, my dear friend.
If you want $92 from LaGuardia or Toronto. Round trip. That's an economy.
But we're not allowed to go up there, right?
Well, I don't know. You could. I mean, it's an hour and 40-minute flight.
No, no.
It's just a travel advisory.
Right.
It's not a full travel ban.
Correct. That's Air Canada, $92.
If I show a picture of why I'm going to Canada, they'll say, okay, go.
All right, come on.
Hey,
but
okay,
again, nobody's on the flight. You don't have to worry about sitting next to anybody. You know.
Oh, man. Hey, the knuckleheads and myself in the studio, and we love you. And 877-970-2999. Look at the calls already. I'm going to the calls, I promise. But first, we got to do business. We're going to go with Big Al. He has the headline news right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
40 degrees at 6:39. I'm Al Catullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Retired New York City Police Commissioner Jimmy O'Neill returning to public service, coming on as Mayor de Blasio's COVID-19 senior advisor. O'Neill stepped down from his role as top cop late last year to take a job as head of global security for Visa. Current NYPD Commissioner Dermot Shea currently dealing with a rash of general illness and specific cases of coronavirus. That's leading to staffing issues. O'Neill says while the toughest days of the crisis lie ahead, New Yorkers are resilient and will get through this by coming together. Governor Murphy today will tour an emergency field hospital being set up in the Meadowlands. It's part of an effort to alleviate the overwhelmed hospital system during the coronavirus outbreak. The Army Corps of Engineers helping to construct a facility at the Meadowlands Exposition Center in Secaucus. Governor Murphy says additional steps are underway to expand the state's health care capacity, with some experts saying the number of COVID-19 patients could surge in the next 14 to 21 days. In sports, Nets say all of their players are now symptom-free of COVID-19. The team announced just over 2 weeks ago four players had tested positive. Injured star Kevin Durant revealed on social media that he was one of them. Three of the four Nets say they never felt any symptoms. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. We see problems right now over in Jamaica, Queens. Jamaica Avenue is completely blocked off right by the Van Wyck. It's all due to a serious accident. Looks like two cars collided, and it's very serious. Three injuries reported, taken right around the corner to Jamaica Hospital. So again, Jamaica Ave closed out by the Van Wyck. Watch for volume on the eastbound side of the BQE getting up toward the Battery Tunnel. And on the LIE westbound into Glen Cove Road, they just cleaned up a stall vehicle over there. Belt Parkway East at Pennsylvania Avenue, accident just cleared. And heading to the Garden State Parkway South, this is over by exit 74 into Forked River. Car went right off the parkway. Emergency activity in the right lane with EMS workers at the scene and our emergency crews, including our state troopers at the scene as well. Sunny today, high in the 50s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. Napa cares about the communities they're a part of. For those of you still having to get out there, Napa Auto Parts, Napa Auto Care Centers, and Napa Online are ready to help. That's Napa know-how.
So I spend most of my time trying to build up my immune system, and that's why I take a balance of nature. I try to eat everything that's an antioxidant, like a pepper, a fruit and vegetable. I ran out of my fruits and vegetables. I really did. I'm not going to the store unless I have to. I'm going to wait till no one's there. I'm going Friday night right before closing, and I'm going to go with my mask and with my glove and with my goggles. Oh, yeah, I'll do a recon mission like I did last week, but now I got no fruits and vegetables. That's why I'm always grateful for balance of nature. Fruits and vegetables in capsule form. It's not ordinary vitamins. Don't think of balance of nature like ordinary vitamins. Those are made with synthetics. Balance of nature is just natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food. Whole food plants and fruits and vegetables right there, So you got to try it. It builds up your immune system. I'm going to tell you how it works for me. Because if I feel like even yesterday I was out and it was cold, and then I went outside and did some video stuff. People asking me, we had a lot of video work to do yesterday, right? So I'm outside and I'm feeling it a little bit on my throat. I take the balance of nature. I double up on the balance of nature. Everything that I was told all those years ago when I had thyroid cancer, and by the grace of God, they give you a cure rate in 91. I was diagnosed in 81. They give you that 10-year span, But I got to tell you, you're always looking over your shoulder. And every day is, cancer survivors know when I tell you this, every day is a gift, But I'll be trying to put everything in my body that could possibly fight off any virus, any disease, any allergy. Anything. I'm not saying that it does. I'm saying what I do to protect myself. I do it with balance of nature because I'm not going to eat enough fruits and vegetables, which are the ultimate antioxidant, okay? So this ain't no clinical study. Oh, this is not FDA approved. Oh, relax. This is balance of nature. For me, it's miraculous. And now you can get 35% off and free shipping on any new preferred order of balance of nature. We want you to start your journey to better health by calling 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, or start here, please, balanceofnature.com. Use that discount code, The Answer.
Every year, our sister station, WMCA, holds a special event where they give back to the hardworking pastors in our community. This year, we want to invite all pastors to join WMCA and keynote speaker Dr. Tony Evans of the Urban Alternative on May 29th for the Pastors Appreciation Breakfast and Ministry Exhibition at Anton's in Queens Village. Complimentary tickets for pastors can be ordered at WMCA.com. Listeners can purchase their tickets at WMCA.com as well. The Pastors Appreciation Breakfast is sponsored by Nyack College.
Your potential customers are at home right now. Are you there with them? In these uncertain times, the investment you made in digital marketing is really paying off. Thanks to Salem Surround, you're on page one of the search engines. Your online reputation is five-star. Your digital presence is accurate, and you're everywhere. Oh, wait, you're not? You don't have an effective digital marketing strategy? It's not too late. Contact Salem Surround for help. We deliver prescriptive marketing solutions to communicate with your current and future customers that not only meet your needs, but exceed your expectations. Salem Surround can help you with digital marketing during these difficult times and beyond. Total market saturation with increased return on investment. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence and to learn how we can help place your advertising message in front of today's consumers. Learn more at SurroundNewYork.com. SurroundNewYork.com, connecting you with new customers.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Radio.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM 970, The Answer.
Mama said there'll be days like this, there'll be days like this, Mama said.
I know. It seems weird. You know, it's like Groundhog Day. You're getting up every morning. You go, what's going on? We're doing this all over again. Yes, you are, and it's going to be great. And it's going to go by very, very quickly. And you know what? When I do something, if it's like, you know how sometimes it's before show. And I'm just telling you, so you feel like you're going to get through this, and you seem like you're cramped. And I know, and I see on your tweets and your social messages to me, you know, on social media, you go, you're feeling a little anxious and everything like that. When I, right before show, like if I had a run like at Atlantic City, I remember like you do a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, like a whole slew of shows. Sometimes on Thursday, I would go, how am I going to get through this? Oh my God, is my voice going to hold up? Am I going to have the stamina? Oh my, and I could think, you know what? I could think of it. And I could think 30 years thinking like that when I, 35, almost 40 years when I started working live on the road, doing the live show, you know? And now here it is all those years later. And you look back, you will get through this. And the good news is, you know, the shows unfold. I did the shows, you do the shows, and then, you know, you do a whole nother series of shows, and it goes on. This will just pass before you know it. Just if you can, embrace the moment. And I know it's easy for me to say, but just to decompress and enjoy the downtime while you can, because I'm sweating. You'll never have an excuse to be antisocial as much as you will now. I'm telling you, come on over. And you know you don't want to go over. Hey, will you drop by? Oh, and you go, oh, I got to drop by. I'm exhausted. You don't want to drop by? You have the ultimate. I'd love to. I can't. I miss you so much. But, you know, the quarantine, I got to stay with the kid. Enjoy it if you can. Let me go to Professor Finch. Charlie, always appreciate you calling, my friend. What's on your mind this morning?
Joe, the greatest social distancer of all time was the billionaire Howard Hughes, who my grandmother Angelina once got kicked out of the Stork Club for not wearing a tie. Now, Howard Hughes married the actress Jean Peters and wouldn't allow her to cross the room and even touch him. And as you know, Joe, scene in Casino where Joe Pesci flattens Rickles was based on a real-life incident where Howard Hughes was self-isolating in the penthouse of the Desert Inn and wouldn't grant Frank Sinatra a line of credit at the casino because Mr. Sinatra went over to Hughes' competitor, the Sands. Let's smash the curve, Joe, like Joe DiMaggio, onward and forward.
Thanks, Charlie. You got it, man. Charlie Finch right there. I know we got a break, but I'm going to go to Hank, our buddy Hank, a listener from day one. Hank, good morning. What are you thinking this morning, my friend?
Good morning, everybody. Joe, in all due respect, please, I don't want to get sick back to the island.
Stand by. Get the boat ready. Get the boat ready, Frankie. I can tell. So. Get the boat ready. Go ahead.
Not that I disagree with what you were saying about people being out of work. It's a shame. Yeah. And there are people, a lot of people suffering.
Yeah.
But I believe there are also a whole lot of people, millions of people, that are not suffering. They're working from home. My whole family.
Yeah.
So they're working from home. They don't have to travel. They don't have to pay tolls. They don't have to pay gas. They actually are getting a raise by working from home.
Wow.
The other thing about that, yourself.
Yeah.
Other than the gig that you took a hit on, you're working from home, so you're saving how many hours a day traveling.
Yeah, it's true. You know, Hank, you're right. Thanks. And thanks for your service in the Marines, buddy. There's a Marine. I'm not going to argue with a Marine. We'll keep Hank off the island for a while there. Thank you, Hank.
You can stay on the mainland for that call.
You know what, Hank's got an amphibious U.S. Marine Corps vehicle, you know? Let's invade the island. Hey, you know what? Yeah, it's true, and the kids are learning from home as well, man. The kids are doing 4 hours of schooling a day, which is great, and they have to go on Chromebook, and they have these Zoom classes, and I think it's actually spectacular. And a shout-out, like I said yesterday, a shout-out to the teachers for stepping up and doing that. They're doing a great job. Hey, Debbie Duhame is out there. She's working from you're home, Debbie, you said, right?
Yes, I'm working in my little spare room. You know, it's like a little office
so
in here. It used to be my son's room.
Yeah.
You know, he moved out years ago.
Oh, yeah.
So this
is
like my little office, you know. So
I love it.
It's so quiet. It's kind of cool. It's so quiet, you know?
Well, listen, it'll all change soon enough, I promise you. This will go by quicker than you think. 651, Debbie, is it there for you, though? She's checking out the roads on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe, shout out to all of our essential workers and to our teachers. My sister-in-law, Tara, a teacher, and working from home, and boy, it's a lot of work for the teachers. And a shout out to Hank. Hey, Hank, how you doing? Let's go out to Jamaica, Queens. Jamaica Avenue is completely blocked off right into the Van Wyck. It's all due to a pretty serious accident. It involves two vehicles, and it looks like three injuries. So again, Jamaica Avenue completely blocked off right by the Van Wyck. It's an ongoing investigation getting through that area. Over on the LIE eastbound at Glen Cove Road, a stalled vehicle was just cleared. It's still kind of busy this morning on the eastbound BQE through the Battery Tunnel and getting up toward the Brooklyn Bridge. And the Garden State Parkway southbound exit 74 to Forked River, that right lane is still blocked. Emergency activity. Car went right off the parkway and crews are still at the scene. The MTA Essential Subway plan in place. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
How much money would you like to save just by doing something you're already doing? How about 40%? With Allstate, safe drivers can save 40% just by doing something they're already doing. Driving safe. That's right, 40% just by driving safe. Visit Allstate.com or call a local agent for a quote today and see just how much you can save when you drive safe with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Savings vary and based on DriveWise and other safe driving discounts. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Some sun will give way to clouds today. It'll become increasingly windy and quite cool with a high of 56. For tonight, cloudy, windy, and chilly with a little rain late, though 44. Tomorrow will be rather cloudy, breezy, and quite cool with a shower or two, high 52. Then on Saturday, clouds breaking for some sun, high 56. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio at 654. Thank you, Joe Lundberg. Calamine & Company Real Estate, that's the best agency for you. They only represent sellers, putting sellers' needs above everything else. Louis Calamine, Louis, and his team take a client-focused, old-school approach to real estate. Whatever needs to be done quickly, you could depend on Calamine & Company Real Estate. You know, because I'm always looking online. How many times have you gone to a real estate agent and say, oh, I'm done? And you got to talk to the real estate agent, and they tell you, well, you can't do this. You want to go to Calamine & Company Real Estate. They have a 100% success rate. How can you argue with that? They sell 100% of properties brought to market. They specialize in selling estate-owned properties. They're regularly hired by executors, administrators, attorneys, even the surrogates court. Hey, Frankie, will you check out? Because I wonder if they were. If I know they have offices in Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan, Staten Island. I wonder if they could come to Jersey. I'm calling Lewis, man. Because I will
check it out.
Check it out. I don't know. Is it time to downsize? You don't know. Any questions? Please call Lewis Calamine because he could. If you're thinking about your house and do I sell? Do I not sell? What's the market like? Maybe now is the time to put your house on the market. This weird time. Here's the number for Calamine and Company, 718-998. Thank you, Frank. 718-998-1100. 718-998-1100. Or go to calamine.com. Clients come first at Calamine and Company Real Estate.
Did you miss what happened on the Joe Piscopo Show live stream?
Catch up on our YouTube channel.
YouTube.com/AM970TheAnswer.
Good morning, good morning. Joe Piscopo on the radio, baby. Come on, we got this. We got this. We're going to make this. We're Americans, man. I'll tell you. If you watched that press conference with President Trump yesterday afternoon into the evening, about 6 o'clock or so, and he had all the military out there. There was a reason, and I don't know what it was. It was, he said there, because here, I'm reading here, the U.S. is sending warships, aircraft, and security forces to the Eastern Pacific and Caribbean Sea to enhance surveillance and anti-narcotics operations in a move the Donald Trump administration says will cut off the flow of drugs at a time when cartels are attempting to exploit the COVID-19 outbreak. And we will not let that happen. We will never let that happen, President Trump said. Something's up, man. He came out in force to the press corps, and there was the strength of the United States military right on stage with the Defense Secretary Mark Esper. And I'll tell you, it was impressive, because now it seems to be, it could, if someone could go after it. See, I worry too much, and I'm being conspiratorial a little bit, but I worry now we're at the weakest point. We look to shutting down cities, and we still haven't got a handle on the virus, not for at least another couple of weeks, you know. And now I worry all of a sudden, you know, I mean, this is crazy, but the Chinese come into New York Harbor. Oh, we're here to help. Maybe not. So it was, I'm glad that the president showed that force of the military. And I think it wasn't just so much for the drug war. I think it was just to show everybody, look, don't even think about it. Don't even think about it. And then we're going to talk about what's going on in Iran and what happened in Iraq.
and all the craziness that's going on around the world. That never seems to cease, right? Even through this virus. But we're going to make it. I want you to settle down if you can. Do whatever you're doing. The beauty of this radio, this medium of radio, you could put it on your smartphone. You could put it on your little device, your little Alexa device there. And then you could just listen to us and do whatever you want to do in the privacy of your own home. Judge Andrew Napolitano is going to tell you about your civil rights coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. Rose Fallon, founder of Quilting for a Cause, making emergency equipment. Dr. Stephen Greer, you don't want to miss. You don't want to miss James Rosen, Zen Sams, Dean Kuntz. He's the author who wrote about the virus in 1981. His new book is Devoted. And Congressman Steve Scalise with Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970 The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
39 degrees at 6:58. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. City paramedics are so overwhelmed with coronavirus patients that they've been told now to leave cardiac arrest victims whose hearts cannot be restarted at the scene rather than bring them to overworked hospitals. The Regional Emergency Medical Services Council of New York issued the new guidelines Tuesday. Normally, patients whose heart cannot be restarted are still rushed to the hospital. Paramedics will still try to save heart attack patients at the scene. By unanimous vote, the New Jersey State Board of Education has approved a temporary relaxation of a policy to let schools provide special education services remotely. State policy prohibits schools and other educational institutions from providing education to students with disabilities by electronic devices. 2 weeks ago, state ordered all public and private schools in New Jersey closed during the outbreak. 5 residents of a nursing home in New Milford have died from COVID-19. 16 additional residents, along with 6 staff members, testing positive for the virus. Care One in New Milford is Bergen County's first long-term care facility to record 5 deaths from COVID-19. In Woodbridge, the virus killed 3 residents at St. Joseph's Senior Home. 24 residents and employees tested positive. Oil prices up 10% after President Trump says he expects Saudi Arabia and Russia to soon declare a truce in their price war. International benchmark Brent crude up $2.60 a barrel to $27.34. West Texas Intermediate crude up $1.98 to $22.29 a barrel. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.